So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned the halachas of Hamayredis al Bala, Peichtulam b'ksubasa shibba dinarim b'shabbos. A wife who is defiant to her husband is penalized in that a knas of 7 dinarim is subtracted from her ksuba per week, which compels her to stop. The Gemara cites a brisa which states that both Arusa, who only accepted Kiddushin, and Shemeres Yavam, a woman awaiting Yibum, are considered a Mayredis by refusing to get married. The brisa makes no distinction between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. However, Shmuel disagrees and says that there is a distinction. Kaisvin Ageris Merit al Arusa. We write an Ageris Merit, a document confirming her defiance, and imposing the Knas for an Arusa. Vein Kaisvin Ageris Merit al Shemeres Yavam. We do not write an Ageris Merit for a Shemeres Yavam. In explanation of the Machloikis, the Gemara elaborates that in a case of Tavahi, where she is demanding for him to marry her and he refuses, all agree that there is no distinction. Either way, we say, Achas Arusa, Achas Shemeres Yavam, and Kaisu Nigeres Merit, because like Mifrida, Pirva Rivya. He is not considered a married by preventing her from marriage, because she is not obligated to have children. Or we say, Achas Arusa, Achas Shemeres Yavam, Kaisu Nigeres Merit, because Bevo Machmas Taina, the Amra Be'ina Chutra Liyado Mar Lekvura. He is considered a married for preventing her from marriage, because she can claim that she needs a child who will assist her in her old age and who will bury her after she dies. Similarly, in the case of Tavahu, where he demands of her to get married and she refuses, here too all agree that there is no distinction. Either way, we say, Achas Arusa, Achas Shemeres Yavam, and Kaisu Nigeres Merit, because Damrinan Le, Zilvanosav Itzachriti. She's not considered a Mayredis by preventing him from marriage, since he can marry another wife. Or we say, Achas Arusa Achas Shemeres Yavam Kaitzvin Nigeres Merit, because Kivin Dagida be Lekayov Eliachriti. She is considered a Meredis for preventing him from marriage, because he can claim that while she is connected to him through Kiddushin or Zikas Yibum, other women do not want to marry him. The Machlekes regarding a Shemeres Yavam is only in the case of Tava Huli Yavam. He wants to perform Yibum, and she wants to perform Chalitza. The Brisa says that she is considered a Meredis for preventing him from performing Yibum, because the Brisa holds, like the Mishnah Rishayna that says, Mitzvahs Yibum kodemus l'mitzvahs Chalitza, it's preferable to perform Yibum rather than Chalitza. Shmuel says that she is not considered a Meredis for preventing him from performing Yibum, because Shmuel holds, like the Mishnah Achrayna, that says, Achshav she'em eskavim l'shom mitzvah, amru mitzvahs Chalitza kodemus l'mitzvahs Yibum. It is preferable to perform Chalitza rather than Yibum, because people do not perform Yibum with the proper intentions. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah which taught, Hamayredis al Baila, a wife who is defiant to her husband, or Hamayred al Ishtoi, a husband who is defiant to his wife, are both punished with a knas. However, Hamayredis al Baila, Pa'ichson lo miksubasa shiva dinarin b'shabas. When she is Mayredis, he is entitled to a weekly knas of 7 dinarin or tarpeikin, which equals 1 dinner per day, including Shabbos. While Hamayred al Ishtoi, Mesivin al ksubasa shleisha dinarin b'shabas. When he is married, she is only entitled to a weekly knas of 3 dinarin or tarpeikin, which equals a half a dinner per day, excluding Shabbos. The Gemara first explains the difference regarding Shabbos. Ihu diavinon le de Shabbos, he does get knas for Shabbos too, because ihi de mifchas kopachas le mechzikas char Shabbos. Since the knas is a reduction of her ksuba, it does not look like money earned on Shabbos. However, ihi d'lo yavinon lo d'shabbos, she does not get knas for Shabbos, because ihu d'oisufi komaisvi mechzik ischar Shabbos. Since the knas is an addition to her ksuba, it looks like money earned on Shabbos. The Gemara then explains the difference in the amount of the knas. He gets a larger knas of 1 dinner per day, while she gets a smaller knas of only a half a dinner per day, because tsairoi meruba mitzara, his distress is greater than her distress. Zok the Mishnah, Hamastras ishta deishlish, a man whose wife is being supported through his agent, as she eats and resides in another residence. Le yifchas lo mishnei kaven chitin, oy marbo kaven sairin. He must provide a minimum of 2 kaven of wheat or 4 kaven of barley per week. Based on the sugi mesechtes eirvin regarding the minimum amount needed for ribut achumen, the Gemara explains that shnei kaven chitin produce bread for 16 or 18 meals, which suffices for her and an occasional guest. Amr b'yesi, loy pasak lo sa'irin, al yabishmol shal yisamach le'adim. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yossi is saying that this ruling of the Mishnah that Sa'arin Kiflaim Bechitin, that if he's giving barley, he must provide twice the amount of chitin, is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who lived in the vicinity of Edom. Their barley was of inferior quality. However, elsewhere he can give less than 4 kavan Sa'arin as long as it will produce bread in the equivalent of Shnei Kavan Chitin. The Mishnah continues, V'noisen l'chatzi kav kitnis. He provides a minimum of a half kav of beans, v'chatzi loik shemen, and a half a loik of oil, v'kav gregris, a mana devela, and 1 kav of dates, or 1 mana of hard-pressed dates. V'im ein loi, paisik lu masin peris mimakam acher. If he does not have these fruits, he replaces them with other fruits. The review of the Mishnah will continue in the next daf.